This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. LEDs use only a quarter the energy of incandescent bulbs. But despite their efficiency, there's one thing they're not that good at.
They have a hard time giving directional light.
Sangam Chatterjee, a physicist at the University of Marburg and the University of Gießen in Germany. Chatterjee and his colleagues may have fixed that. They devised a highly focused but still energy-efficient light beam by starting with something that's already a highly focused beam, a laser. The key is what they shoot the laser at, a substance with a particular structure.
I'm always tempted to say white powdery substance, but I guess there's some connotation on that.
They synthesize the material from cages of tin and sulfur atoms, decorated with hydrocarbon molecules. The laser-produced infrared light, which the human eye cannot see, goes in. But what comes out are many different optical wavelengths.
It's a molecular light converter. It basically changes the color of the light while retaining the directionality of the laser. So you can make something like a white laser beam containing many, many colors.
That mix of colors overall glows bright white, like a halogen bulb in a beam. The study's in the journal Science. This sort of low-energy focused white beam could be used for the very small, like a light source for microscopes, to the very big.
You could use this for a spotlight in the theater. And it, in the end, should be much more energy efficient than a typical standard spotlight.
Meaning focused white light that takes a little heat off the environment. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.